better than a dream. What you are is better far than a dream. I tried to picture your face, but now I see you. You're out of this world, you're out of this sphere, you're out of that outer space. Better, better than a dream. What is real is more ideal than a dream. To see and hear you, to be so near you, is better, better than a dream.
Can this be a dream? Can I still be asleep on the couch there? Can this girl be really here? She seems to know by sheer intuition how I landed in this condition. Or does she know me? The way that I think, the way that I drink, the fact that I slept all year. But it's not a dream, 'cause look, I've got some words on the paper. Steady boy, don't faint or scream. Don't ask who sent you this angel. It's better, better than a dream. Can this be a dream?
Better than a dream.
Can I still be asleep on the couch there? Can this girl be really
here? It's better far than a dream.
She seems to know by sheer intuition how I landed in this condition. Or does she know me? Where did I think? Where did I dream?
Out of that outer space.
But it's not a dream.
Better than a dream.
I've got some words on the paper. Steady boy, don't faint.
It's more ideal than a dream.
Don't ask who sent you this angel. It's better, better than a dream.
From the 1960 film Better Than a Dream, that was Dean Martin with Judy Holliday. And if you've just joined us, welcome to Beagley at Night. Here are the Hep Stars.
Last night I had the strangest dream I never dreamed before. I dreamed
from Sweden. That was from 1966, and last night I had the strangest dream. So welcome to Beagley Night if you've just joined us, and I hope you're going to enjoy the next 2 hours. All the usual things in all the usual places, and we may have a little bit more of some people than others. You never know. You never know what's going to happen in this program. We have got an interesting bit of posh coming up in about 55 minutes' time, and we'll also be be having the second part of The Goons as a comedy, and that'll be in right about an hour and 25 minutes. But right now, From the Road to Singapore, which came out in 1940 even, Too Romantic, here is Dorothy L'Amour.
The folks who knew me as a child have often said to me that they don't recognize the little girl I used to be. They tell me I was ferocious and so heroically brave and quite grown up and precocious, or that's the impression I gave. But now I'm very cautious of most everything I do. I'm not exactly a coward, but just between me and you, I'm so afraid of night, 'cause I'm too romantic. Moonlight and stars can make such a fool of me. Know you're much too near and I'm too romantic. Wouldn't I be a sight on a bended knee? I'm startled when you whisper, I'll run if you should sigh. I must be so careful, or I'll kiss my heart goodbye. You shouldn't let me dream, 'cause I'm too romantic. Don't make me fall, unless it could all come true.
Apparently they were on different labels, and so they couldn't sing with each other, at least back in 1940. The song was called Too Romantic. But don't worry, because if you want some songs from Bing, we've actually got three coming up right now, and we hear them back to back to back with no interruption from me or anybody else, quite frankly. And we have Bing Crosby with the John Scott Trotter Orchestra, and also the Bugs Bauer Orchestra, and also apparently without any orchestra of note, at least worth mentioning in the liner notes. Not quite Easter, but I want to hear it.
Bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you You'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fella in the Easter parade. On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade. On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade.
She seems to be. 'Tis sad when you think of her wasted life, for youth cannot mate with age. And her beauty was sold for an old man's gold. She's a bird in a gilded cage.
Sunshine to me each day. I call you sunshine, my precious sunshine. You make the world shine in every way. You're like spring flowers and April showers, With you there's never a sky of gray. As long as you're mine, there's only sunshine. And no one can take my sunshine. Can't take my sunshine. Can't take my sunshine away. I call you sunshine. I call you sunshine. You bring the sunshine to me each day. I call you sunshine, my precious sunshine. You make the world shine in every way. You're like spring flowers and April showers. With you there's never a sky of gray. As long as you're mine, there's only sunshine. And no one can take my sunshine. Can't take my sunshine. Can't take my sunshine away. Can't take my sunshine away.
Easter Parade there from Bing Crosby and the John Scott Trotter Orchestra, and then we had a little medley there with How Can I Leave Thee, A Bird in a Gilded Cage and the Sidewalks of New York, and then we finished up with I Call You Sunshine, and we'll have some more songs from Bing Crosby around about the same time next week.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio. Good morning, this is Angel Radio.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
Good morning to you, Thomas, and also good morning to Holger over there in Germany, who each week sends us a pleasant little ditty that he believes with all his heart that we're going to enjoy, and so far we always have. This week it's a song by Freddie. I'm saying that the last word is Vergessen and the third word is Alice. So Alice Vergessen. First word is do, but the second word is totally beyond my comprehension, Holger, but I'm sure I'll hear it in the song, and I will, of course, announce it perfectly afterwards.
Hi-ya!
Als kam, war ein Fremder und glaubte nicht daran, dass ein Mensch, der viel verloren, wieder neu beginnen kann. Du musst alles vergessen, was du einst besessen, amigo. Das ist längst vorbei. Für Manuela, die liebte, baute am Fluss ein Haus, und auf einmal sah das Leben auch für ihn ganz anders aus. Doch der Fluss stieg übers Ufer, nahm ihm all sein Hab und Gut, seine unerfüllten Träume, die versanken in der Flut. Du musst alles vergessen, was du einst besessen, amigo. Das ist längst vorbei. Als ging, war ein Fremder. War einsam und allein. Doch vom Fluss her klang es leise. Einmal wirst du glücklich sein. das ist längst vorbei.
Beautiful, Du Must Alice Vergessen from Freddie, and I think that means You Must Forget Everything, something like that. Thank you. I like that one, Holger. Nice song indeed. You always send nice stuff. You really do. But some of them go way up to the top of my list straight away, and others, they sort of work their way up gently and gradually. I do listen to them quite a lot, actually. But that one, certainly going to shove that one into the top 10. That was Freddie. We'll have another song from Holger and perhaps even Freddie round about the same time next week. Right now, it's Beryl Davis with the Giraldo Strings and Skylark. From 42, 43, something like that, and the Giraldo Strings and Skylark. I always want to say Geraldo, because over here in the States, when you see a G and the name sounds Spanish, then the G changes to an H, which always confuses me. It was Giraldo, correct? Yes, it was. I get confused over vitamin and vitamin now. The interesting thing about that is that I still say vitamin, because I refuse to say vitamin, even though the television commercials say that. But more and more in England, I'm hearing the word pronounced as vitamin, which is, I guess it comes to us all. I can remember a time when the letter, last letter of the alphabet was a Z for zebra. And then along came Sesame Street. Yeah, well, never mind. Time for some poetry right now, and we join Jessie up there in California this week, and she is going to tell us all about the young Lochinvar.
And now, this week's poem in Poetry Corner with Jessie in California.
Part of the family, Angel Radio.
This is Lochinvar by Sir Walter Scott. Oh, young Lochinvar has come out of the west, through all the wide border his steed was the best, and save his good broadsword he weapons had none. He rode all unarmed, and he rode all alone. So faithful in love and so dauntless in war, there never was knight like the young Lochinvar. He stayed not for break, and he stopped not for stone. He swam the Esk River, where ford there was none. But ere he alighted at Netherby Gate, the bride had consented. The gallant came late. For a laggard in love, and a dastard in war, was to wed the fair Ellen of brave Lochinvar. So boldly he entered the Netherby Hall, among the bride's men, and kinsmen, and brothers, and all. Then spoke the bride's father, his hand on his sword, for the poor craven bridegroom said never a word. Oh, come ye in peace here, or come ye in war, or to dance at our bridal, young Lord Lochinvar. I long wooed your daughter, my suit you denied. Love swells like the Solway, but ebbs like its tide. And now I am come with this last love of mine, to lead but one measure, drink one cup of wine. There are maidens in Scotland more lovely by far that would gladly be bride to the young Lochinvar. The bride kissed the goblet, the knight took it up, he quaffed off the wine, and he threw down the cup. She looked down to blush, and she looked up to sigh, with a smile on her lips and a tear in her eye. He took her soft hand ere her mother could bar. Now tread we a measure, said young Lochinvar. So stately his form, and so lovely her face, that never a hall such a gallant did grace. While her mother did fret, and her father did fume, and the bridegroom stood dangling his bonnet and plume, and the bridesmaidens whispered, 'Twere better by far to have matched our fair cousin with young Lochinvar. One touch to her hand, and one word in her ear, when they reached the hall door, and the charger stood near, so light to the croup the fair lady he swung, so light to the saddle before her he sprung. 'She is won, we are gone, over bank, bush and scaur. They'll have fleet steeds that follow,' quoth young Lochinvar. There was mounting among Grahams of the Netherby clan. Forsters, Fenwicks and Musgraves, they rode and they ran. There was racing and chasing on Cannobie Lee, but the lost bride of Netherby ne'er did they see. So daring in love, and so dauntless in war, have ye e'er heard of gallant like young Lochinvar?
Thank you. about a twinkle in my eye and a twinkle in my toe. And so I'm stepping mighty high wherever I go. 'Cause with the twinkle in my eye and the twinkle in my toe, most everybody passing by gives me the hello. I throw my head back and stick my chin out, bring my best Sunday grin out. I know I'm gonna win out soon, thanks to the twinkle in my eye and the twinkle in my toe. I find that life is just like pie wherever I go.
There and keep a twinkle in your eye, and that was from 1936. And from California, we had Jessie reading Young Lochin Vah. I do love her poetry, she does read it so beautifully. And we'll have some more poetry from her around about the same time next week. Right now, time to say a very good morning to Sandy in Emsworth. Morning, Sandy. I hope you are well. I'm not sure whether you're a lady, Sandy, or a gentleman, Sandy, but you've requested three really great songs from Eddie Fisher. And Sandy says if you could play them all, please, for me, because they're my favourites, would be thrilled. So, Sandy, settle back, relax, and enjoy.
I love you because you understand every single thing I try to do. You're always there to lend a helping hand. I love you most of all because you're you. No matter what the world may say about me, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for the way you never doubt me, but most of all I love you 'cause you're you. I love you because my heart is lighter every time I'm walking by your side. I love you because the future's brighter, the door to happiness you open wide. No matter what may be the style or season, I know your heart will always be true. I love you for 100,000 reasons, but most of all I love you 'cause you're you.
Hey. Everything I have is yours. You're part of me. Everything I have is yours. My destiny. I would gladly give the sun to you if the sun were only mine. I would gladly give the earth to you and the stars that shine. Everything that I possess for you. Let my dream of happiness come true. I'd be happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours. My life, my happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours. My life, my all.
Thank you.
Well, Sandy, thank you so much. Three great songs there from Eddie Fisher. Started off with I Love You Because, and then we had Everything I Have Is Yours, and then, of course, Any Time. And I think he certainly had a busy personal life. He was married five times. First to Debbie Reynolds, married in 1955. Divorced on May the 12th, 1959. And according to my records, that's the day that he married his second wife, Elizabeth Taylor. They were divorced on March the 5th, 1964. And he also married Connie Stevens and Terry Richard and Betty Lynn. Had a very interesting life, but what a great singer he was. Sandy, thank you so much for suggesting Edwin Jack Fisher, and I really do appreciate it. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, then all you have to do is drop me an email, roy@angelradio.uk, or you can give the lovely receptionists a call during the day and ask them to very kindly send a message on to me by email on your behalf, and that they will do.
All that my eyes are revealing. vivid blue and tender. Spanish moon makes silver splendor. Music throbbing plaintive sobbing notes on a guitar, while ardent caballeros serenades. Lady of Spain, I adore you. Right from the night I first saw you, my heart has been yearning for you.
His orchestra with Lady of Spain, and that was Malcolm Vaughan with the orchestra conducted by Frank Cordell, and Joe Lawson's orchestra with vocal refrain from Paula Green. Was before that a song from Cole Porter, no less, I've Got My Eyes on You, came from 1940. I Heard It at the Movies is coming up after this.
Sunshine, we stroll the fields and farms at the last light of evening. I held you in my arms. Now, when days grow stormy and lonely for me, I just
Sisters from 1955 and Picnic. Now we have a song coming up from a film that is not really a musical, but the song was featured in the film. The film this week is The Third Man. Orson Welles was in that along with Joseph Cotten, and it's one of those films, for some reason, I've seen it several times and I've never yet managed to make it to the end without falling asleep, which has got nothing to do with the film because it really is a good film. But for some reason, all of that atmosphere, it sends me straight to Tatars, which is probably not good for the film. Anyway, lurking in the film somewhere is this Sample and Sweat, and it is from Anton Karas. Just to prove it, from 1966, that was Vicky Carr, and My World is Empty Without You, a much lower version than the one by the Supremes, and actually I think I sort of very slightly prefer the Vicky Carr version. Well, nice song. Time now to have a Harlem Nocturne, or is that a Nocturne in Harlem? Doesn't really matter. Here's Ken McIntosh and his saxophone and orchestra.
Thank you.
atmospheric songs, don't you think? Was Harlem Nocturne from 1955. Ken McIntosh with his saxophone and orchestra. Nice piece of music for this time of the morning. You're listening to Angel Radio and Beagle at Night with me, RB, with you for another hour, and we've got lots of stuff coming up in the second hour. You can find us on the FM band in Havant and Portsmouth and other places in those areas. You can also find us on some DAB multiplexes, and of course there's always listening online. To get the latest listening opportunities, go to the website angelradio.co.uk, and when you get there, look at the right hand side of the page and click on your FM, DAB or online, whichever you prefer, and you'll get all the latest information of that, I promise. Time now for a little bit of posh, and we're going to be very posh this morning with some prose from Sir Alec Guinness. I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, this comes from the play that cannot be mentioned, and it's all about a dagger and the handle towards his hand, and, well, you know, Alec can explain it.
Is this a dagger which I see before me, the handle toward my hand? Come, let me clutch thee. I have thee not, and yet I see thee still. Art thou not, fatal vision, sensible to feeling as to sight? Or art thou but a dagger of the mind, a false creation proceeding from the heat-oppressed brain? I see thee yet, in form as palpable as this which now I draw. Thou marshallest me the way that I was going, and such an instrument I was to use. Mine eyes are made the fools of other senses, or else worth all the rest. I see thee still, and on thy blade and dudgeon gouts of blood, which was not so before. There's no such thing. It is the bloody business which informs thus to mine eyes. Now o'er the one half world, nature seems dead, and wicked dreams abuse the curtained sleep. Witchcraft celebrates pale Hecate's offerings, and withered murder, alarmed by his sentinel, the wolf, whose howls his watch, thus with his stealthy pace, with Tarquin's ravishing strides towards his design, moves like a ghost. Thou sure and firm, said Earth, hear not my steps, which way they walk, for fear thy very stones prate of my whereabout, and take the present horror from the time, which now suits with it. Whilst I threat, he lives. Words to the heat of deeds too cold breath give. I go, and it is done. The bell invites me. Hear it not, Duncan, for it is a knell that summons thee to heaven or to hell.
You're my thrill, you do something to me, you send chills right through me. When I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill, you're my thrill, how my pulse pieces. I just go to pieces when I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill.
And You're My Thrill comes from 1956. And before that, we had the great Alec Guinness with Is This a Dagger Which I See Before Me, The Handle Toward My Hand. I tried to do a bit of Alec Guinness there, but no, it's not going to work. It's very good, very powerful stuff. And that was this week's A Little Bit of Posh, and we'll have some more posh for you around about the same time next week. Coming up in just a few minutes' time, we have a threesome from the great Doris Day, but first...
I wonder who's kissing her now.
stuff from Perry Como and Ted Weems and his orchestra. I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now from 1939. My thanks to DAB Dave, who chooses most of the music that you hear in this programme, and the songs that you don't choose, and I only choose a couple. Everything else is done by DAB Dave. So, Dave, thank you very much indeed. He does such a grand job that it makes my life so much easier. I tell you, just sit here, press a few buttons, load on a few records, and the rest is like magic. It's as simple as that. Time now for three songs from a grand lady, Doris Day. This was a segment that was invented by Brad Klemper, who lives in Chicago, and we've been doing it for a long time now. Just never ever gets tired, does it? Three songs from Doris Day, back to back to back, and they're coming up right now.
It's been a wonderful evening. Everything turned out just right. But for me, the best time of the evening is the time spent saying goodnight. I love the way you say goodnight. I kinda like the way you mumble when you fumble for the key. More time for kissing me.
I love the way
you say goodnight.
The extraordinary way you say goodnight.
I kinda like the way you linger with your finger on the bell. More kisses and they're swell. When you say, gotta get home by 12, I always say, let's go. But you can take longer to say goodnight than any three others I know.
I love the way
you say goodnight.
The super duper special way you hold me tight.
I kinda like the way you snuggle while I juggle with my comb. You're never going home. Here's the door.
Here's the key.
Aren't you tired of waiting for little old me?
I could go on waiting all night. As long as while I'm waiting, I keep holding you tight. 'Cause I love the way.
I love the way
you say goodnight.
The way you leave me flying higher than a kite.
I kinda like the way you linger with your finger on the bell. More kisses and they're swell.
When I say, gotta get home by 12, you always say, let's go. But you can take longer to say goodnight than any three others I know. I love the way
I kinda like the way
you say
the super special way
goodnight. You hug and squeeze me while you kiss me nighty night. I like the way you snuggle while I juggle with my comb. You're never going home. Calling, calling, dear. Loved one, can't you hear? Each throbbing part of my faithful heart, come to me. Make all my sighs disappear. Sweetheart, you must know that I love you so. Awake or sleeping, my heart's in your keeping and calling to you soft and low. I'm dreaming love's love light a gleaming I see. My wonderful one, how my arms ache to hold you, to cuddle and fold you to me. Just you, only you, in the shadowy twilight, in silvery moonlight, there's no you. I adore you, my life I live for you, my wonderful,
bless me now, my Savior.
13 minutes there of Doris Day, and I have to say I enjoyed every one of them. We started off with I Love the Way You Say Goodnight. We ended with I Need Thee Every Hour, and in the middle there, at over 7 minutes, Wonderful One. I hope you enjoyed those three songs, and we'll have some more songs around about the same time next week, all being well. Coming up in about 10 minutes, 11 minutes time, we've got comedy, and we will be having part two of the missing number 10 Downing Street play, and that was The Goons, and we had the first part last week. Have the second part coming up at the bottom of the hour.
When my blue moon turns to gold again, when the rainbow turns the clouds away, when my blue memories that linger in my heart, memories that make my heart grow cold. Maybe we will live them all again, and my blue moon again will turn to gold. When my blue gold again, when the rainbow turns the clouds away, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms to stay. Kisses were meant for only me. In my dreams they live again, sweetheart, and my golden moon is just a memory. When my blue moon turns to gold again, when the rain clouds away, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms to stay.
That was Rosalie Allen along with Shorty Warren and his Western Rangers. You see, the type of music DAB Dave comes out with, wonderful stuff. When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again, and that was from 1955. Great song. Let's see, now I'm wondering, I can't remember if I've played this one. I don't think I have. As soon as I start, I'll either know and get it right or wrong, but I think I'm okay. It's on the 10.010 from Mavis Rivers and the orchestra from Nelson Riddle.
On the 10.010 for a 10.10 Tennessee, for D-I-X-I-E. When I hear that all aboard, how glad I'll be. On the 10.010 for 10.10 Tennessee. I know my dad and mother, sister, brother, will be at the station, and maybe someone to whisper, I
You know how sometimes you get a name stuck in your head and then it's a totally wrong name? That's exactly what happened there. I was thinking of somebody entirely different. Another Mavis, I think, but not Mavis Rivers. But that was a grand song, along with the orchestra arranged and conducted by Nelson Riddle. And that was called On the 10, 010 from 1959. I like doing my little piece. I have a set piece for the next singer that's coming up. It's called Two Streets. It's 1967. And if anyone can sing it, Val Dooney can.
I am so confused, and I don't know what to do. 'Cause the break that I have worked and waited for has come knocking at my front door. Two streets, one of them leads to a world I love, and the other one, the street that leads me home. Two streets, which one will I take? I do not know. If I take the first one, I'll be on my own. On my own. Love is so strange. Since meeting her, my life has changed. I always thought I knew what I wanted from life. In my plans, there was not a wife. One of them leads to a world I love, and the other one, the street that leads me home. Two streets, which one will I take? I do not know. If I take the first one, I'll be on my own. On my own. When she kisses me, I know just where I want to be. But this new job that I found takes me away. Should be leaving this place today. Two streets, one of them leads to a world I love, and the other one, the street that leads me home. Two streets, which one will I take? I do not know. If I take the first one, I'll be on my own, on my own.
I really should probably apologise for the intro to that song. It was nice, wasn't it? Two Streets, it was called, from 1967, from Val Dunican. And he's one of those singers that the older I get, the more I appreciate him. I did not appreciate dear old Val when he was back in his rocking chair back in the 70s on the BBC. And I wish I did, because I missed out a lot, I think. But got to appreciate him in time. And it's nice to have a rock on a rocking chair occasionally as well. You're listening to Beagle at Night. It is Angel Radio. And we're now having our second part of our comedy that we started off last week. I'd love to be able to tell you what it was all about, but it's the Goons, so I really can't. But just join in and go with the flow. It's all about the missing number 10 Downing Street.
That thing of me?
You are feeling no pain. It's not loaded. Now, who are you? What do you want?
Me, man? Well, I just dropped off a lorry.
You're not a spare tire, are you?
Oh, no, it was a lorry with a large building strapped on the back.
What? That might be number 10 Downing Street. I must contact HQ at once. Fogg, go and try and find a telephone, and you'll play, Ray.
Well, all right.
Round the back for the brandy, quick.
Oh. Oh. At 6 in the morning, Private Bogg approached a house in the shape of a plane. He had hopes of using the telephone. Inside, however, all was asleep.
What? Oh, drat it. The alarm clock again. Much too early, I...
Turn it off. Where's my spectacles gone? I think they were on the mantelpiece. I'll just feel along here. Oh, oh dear. Steady, Mr. Brown. Oh, oh dear. Dear, dear. Oh dear, what have I done now? I mustn't wake Minnie up. Are you awake, Min? Are you calling, Min?
Yes, the alarm's going.
It stopped now, Min.
Turn it off, Henry.
I have turned it up. It stopped, Min.
It does.
It wasn't going ring. It stopped, Min, I tell you. I turned it up, Min. Don't tell me what. It was off, Min. Don't have a caraway seed and shut up.
What did you say, Henry?
What? It stopped now. No, it started again, Min. It started, I tell you. It started, it's going ring, Min. It is, I'm telling you. It is going ring, I can hear. There. Min? Modern Min? Where are my spectacles?
You're in big man in the bed now.
Yes? Who's that at the door, eh?
I'm on the hall.
Whoever you are, speak through the letterbox.
Is that better?
Yes, who are you, sir?
Well, I've come to ask if we can use your phone because we've had a bit of trouble and we've had another thing to do. We'd like to use the telephone.
But I haven't got... Yes, please, Min, there's a man at the door.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I didn't hear what
I said. I said, could we borrow your telephone?
There it is again.
I can't see it, Min. I can't find where my spectacles are. What?
Hello, can we borrow your telephone, please?
Did you say in my trousers, Min?
No, I said, can I borrow your telephone?
We haven't got a telephone.
No, we haven't got a telephone, Henry.
But I heard it ringing.
That was the alarm clock ringing. Shut up, you rotten old fool, you. Yeah.
Can we borrow the telephone, please?
I tell you, this was not
a telephone. We'd like to use the phone because we've had a bit of trouble at the road. Telephone.
5:30 and Bog hasn't returned yet. Still too dark to see a thing. Fan me blinds. Who is it? Hands up.
I can't put my hands up.
Hands up or I fire.
Okay.
Oh! Now what's happened?
I was riding a bike.
Come here. Oh, flourish me, Fabula. Thank you. Who are you, you ragged-looking goon?
I'm the boy. I'm a policeman.
If you're a policeman, I'm Marilyn Monroe.
Wow!
Put me down at once!
Wait a minute. Turn round. You're not Marilyn Monroe.
I told you I wasn't. What a bitter disappointment to us both. Hold out your wrists. Now your ankles. Your neck. And now into this iron cell.
Am I a prisoner?
Prisoner? What an imagination you have.
Well, I thought you were Marilyn Monroe. You can't have a better imagination than that, can you? Anyhow, why did you put all these chains on me?
Will they suit you?
Oh.
I surrender.
Pickles.
Bloodnock.
Pickles, what are you doing in that cell?
I'm not doing anything in it.
That. Bloodnock, bad news.
What?
10 Downing Street and the PM are in France.
Oh.
Last reported traveling towards Paris. Arabie!
By 7 on Christmas morning, Paris was in France. So was Seagoon. French police, ever willing, supplied flying squad transport.
I'm not driving too fast for you fellas, am I?
I can't understand it. The French police have been most uncooperative. So very secretive. It's...
Yeah, well, these French are always trying to hide something.
Not at the Folies Bergères, they're not.
Please, Major, this is not the time to think of women.
What? Well, tell me when it is, will you? I'll be there.
Look, the trail leads into that French bois.
He's right. Stop the car, Declan.
Okay, whoa, boy! Whoa! Whoa, back, boy, whoa! Good horse, whoa, stop! Whoa! Whoa, back, boy, stop! No. Whoa! Nice horse, whoa! Whoa, horse! Whoa, horse! Stop, horse! Stop, horse!
What a big lumbering idiot he is.
Don't speak to that horse like that.
I was speaking to you, you fool! Stop the animal.
You fools, that horse is a foreigner. Try shouting stop in French.
Oh, yeah. Stop in French! Stop in French!
It's no good. We'll have to jump off.
Well, I haven't got a parachute.
Here, swallow mine.
It wasn't cooked.
Never mind.
Chaplains! Ah! You hurt yourself, Eccles?
Nope. Shall I jump again?
Save it for the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, Egon. Through my telescope, I can see 10 Downing Street in the woods.
Let me observe. Good! It looks real close through this telescope.
It's miles away, really.
Well, if it's nearer with the telescope, let's crawl to the telescope.
Brilliant, Eccles.
Yeah!
Right. Are we all through?
As far as being comics, yes.
Silence, Green said, keep your place. And your Hannock and Cod. Up! Thank you.
During that brief cord, our heroes arrived at the door of missing number 10 Downing Street.
Yes?
My name's Sigurd.
You must be a drummer.
I'm an inspector.
Well, of course, the drain's this way.
A police inspector, sir. I only inspect police. Now, tell us, is this place 10 Downing Street?
Who wants to know?
A police inspector by the name of Sigurd.
Answer, man, answer. Remember, this sword is loaded, and so am I.
If you must know, the Prime Minister and the entire British Cabinet are in the next room debating certain affairs that they didn't wish the British people to hear.
So that's why they brought 10 Downing Street to France!
And there we conclude our story. There'll be a silver collection for the actors.
Stop! Wall! Dear big fat Wall, you can't leave the British government in a wood in France.
Can you think of a better place to leave them, can you?
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe and Spike Milligan, with the Renegade Quartet, Max Gelby and the orchestra conducted by Wallace Stott. Script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Roy Spear.
love, gonna snuff the moon above. Seal all my windows up with tin, so the lover can't get in. I'm gonna walk my romance right along the curb. Hang a sign upon my heart, please don't disturb. And if I never fall in love again, that's soon enough for me. I'm gonna lock my heart and throw away the key.
Lou Stone's big band there with Sid Collin doing the vocalisation. I'm going to lock my heart and throw away the key. And before that, part two off the missing number 10 Downing Street from the Coons, Peter Sellers, Harry Seagum and Spike Milligan. Of course, do hope you enjoyed that. And we'll have some more comedy for you around about the same time next week.
To me, play with fire till your fingers burn, and when there's no place for you to turn, don't go to strangers. Darling, come on to me. For when you hear a call to follow your heart, you follow your heart, I know. Friends to see, but when you need more than company, don't go to strangers, come on to me. for your friends to see. But when you need more than company, don't go to strangers, darling. Come on to me.
No mistaking the voice of Etta Jones. And that was Etta Jones and Don't Go to Strangers from 1960. Do hope you enjoyed that. Now, this one is just a little bit earlier. It features Marnie Nixon and Yul Brynner, along with the orchestra conducted by Alfred Newman. And, well, I don't know, but those two seem to be doing quite a bit of dancing.
We've just been introduced. I do not know you well, but when the music started, something drew me to your side. So many men and girls are in each other's arms. It made me think we might be similarly occupied. Shall we dance? Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye? Or perchance, when the last little star has left the sky, shall we still be together with our arms around each other? And shall you be my new romance? On the clear understanding that this kind of thing can happen. Shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we dance?
got a lot of nice tunes in it. From My Fair Lady, that was Shall We Dance, Marnie Nixon and Yul Brynner. And that's it for this edition of Beagle at Night. I'll be back same time next week when we get to do the whole thing all over again, except we'll use different music. Something like that. I leave you in the capable hands of Nat King Cole and Azure Tay from 1962. Ta-da.
Got the blues in Paris, Paris blues called agité. How can I be blue in Paris? Easy, 'cause you're far away. Can't lose this blues, this agité. Springtime, Eiffel Tower, funny taxis, kids at play. Paris without you is lonesome, yearning more and more each day. Really?